Okay, let's check this one out. It says, stopping myself from saying you're broke to clients that don't tip. The irony in that. You work in a job where you get tips, but you calling somebody else broke. This is the mentality a lot of women have. They'll be a waitress, but they'll look at a man with a straight face and talk about how broke he is. Because he don't make six figures. Or he ain't driving this type of car. He can't do this or that. But this bitch work for tips. Yeah, this is why you should never take female insults to heart. These bitches is dingbats, and they don't deserve respect based on their logic or their lack of logic, shall I say. So, you know, a woman insulting me, it really don't hold much weight. Even if what she insulting me about is true, coming from her, it just don't mean anything. It just don't hit a nerve.
Don't say that.
Single mom.
Yeah.
I got the shit.
Yeah.
I got it. I ain't calling her dad. You can. Yeah, you I'll die starving on the road before I call her dad. Facts. So I'm like,
facts.
You know what? Facts. I'm all the way up here. That's the dumbest shit ever. Say it again.
That's the dumbest shit ever.
Hey, Jay, let her rock out for a little bit. We could digest that later. Let her rock out. Go ahead and finish the story.
Okay.
Die on the side of the road. And this is why women shouldn't be in charge of shit. And most women shouldn't get custody. Unless she can prove that the dad is a complete POS, women should never get custody upon a split. I believe back in the day it was like that. Like, if the woman wanted to leave, she could leave, but she wasn't taking the kids with her. I agree with that wholeheartedly, based on what she just said. This is a woman who cares more about her ego than the well-being of her child. And a lot of these women care more about getting dick than the well-being of their child. Or care more about going to the club than the well-being of their child. So on and so on.
I'ma die on the side of the road before I call your dad to help.
Because I'm gonna tell you
it's
why.
Kind of wild, but go ahead.
Because,
and see, this is where I get tired of. You baby mamas like this one right here, thinking you're gonna come and spew your poison on everybody else because your broken ass. Take your ass to therapy,
Ruben.
I have a boyfriend. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. That was a good line.
Which one of your friends is single?
We are all dating people.
Damn, where'd you come from?
And
you guys are all dating people? Shit.
All of boyfriends.
Which one of you is the least loyal?
Perfect.
Why haven't you hit the like button? I thought you fucked with Rare Breed.
Damn, that's fucked up. She must have been digging him. But check this. When she turned him down, she like, no, you ain't gonna talk to none of my friends because I turned you down. We just ain't feeling you. She gonna speak for the group. Now, I'm almost positive that all them females don't have boyfriends. But she just wanted to hate. Like, if I don't want to talk to you, you ain't about to talk to one of my girls. Fuck that. So the one who raised her hand probably don't even got a man. And she was like, nah, bitch, don't try to block my blessing. But yeah, approaching, cold approaching in public, to me, it ain't worth it. If this is really something you passionate about, trying to get better at talking to women, then go for it. Be careful. But to me, this isn't worth it. Because you are going to get rejected probably like 90% of the time. But it does build character to be able to keep going and doing it time after time after getting rejected. You will develop balls of steel and a thick skin. So that's the upside to it. But for me, nah, it ain't even worth the effort.
Wow! Oh my God. Perfect.
I'm good. What happened? You pulled out gum. I knew it.
I have to go.
Well, now we're alone. So.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Where are you staying tonight?
Text me. I have to go.
Yeah, sure. What's your number? I got a photo.
Damn, he was thirsty. Can any other husband relate? Reasons why your wife denies sex. Every reason under the sun. Yep, always a terrible sign when you can't get sex from your own wife. Hey, just let her know. I'm a human and I gotta get it somehow. So I'm gonna go do my thing. It must be cool with you if you ain't willing to give it to me.
I've been with my boyfriend about 3 years, living together about a year. Prior to him, I had a 5-year relationship with an older guy that ended about a year before my current relationship. My boyfriend brought up maybe 6 months ago how I'd feel about calling him daddy in bed. I told him I wasn't comfortable with that and didn't want to. He let it go. A few days ago, we ran into my ex at a gas station. He acted really nice, introduced himself to my boyfriend, then made a...
That's just awkward. It never was meant for men to marry women who have been imprinted by other men. It just never was meant to be like that. This is just unnatural. But it's so common, and it's been so common for so long, we don't think of it as unnatural, but it's definitely unnatural.
Comment about how he'd have expected my boyfriend to be older, looks a little young to replace him as daddy, and laughed. My boyfriend didn't really say anything to it, and I quickly...
That was a dick move. That was a dick move. Now let me tell you how to handle a situation like that. You don't get into a fight with them. See, this is the thing with guys and the whole competition thing. It's this whole back and forth with little smart comments. I've never been into that. I got two modes. Like, just walk away, ignore it, or try to punch your head off. Those are my two options. I don't have this gray area where we trade shots like schoolgirls. You know what I mean? But you could say a little something back like, hey, it must be something about me. She with me now. She ain't with you. I mean, you could do it a little bit, but I hate being in awkward, lame situations like that with some dude who's old but still have the mind of a child.
Said goodbye and rushed us out the door. The car ride was quiet, but when we got home he stormed to our bedroom and slammed the door. Went in trying to talk to him but he refused. Just spread his entire body across the bed so I couldn't get on it as well. It was late, so I went to sleep on the couch for the night. The next day he left for work before I woke up, then came back late. So I tried to talk to him again. He says he's hurt and upset that I lied to him about feeling uncomfortable with calling someone that, and that he realizes now I just don't want to call him that.
I understand why he's mad. Because the other guy was good enough to call daddy, and he not. That's basically what was exposed. It would be the same situation if you found out, you know, one of her ex got anal from her, but she refused to do it with you. That's basically just letting you know you less than. She settled for you. So I totally get why he hurt. Is it a deal breaker? I don't know if it's a deal breaker on its own, but if there's a couple of other big red flags that we're not going to hear about, then I would say that would be the straw that broke the camel's back for me.
I don't think I explained it well to him. That I am uncomfortable with it. My relationship with my ex was a train wreck of bad decisions for years. I met him when I was 19 and he was 36. He became pretty controlling pretty quick, but I didn't really notice. I thought I loved him. He asked me to call him that, and I was an infatuated idiot.
They'll do anything for the right guy. Remember that. They'll do anything for the right guy. They make rules for betas and break rules for alphas. So if you the guy that she eventually settled down with, you're not going to get any of the things all the hot bad boys got. She's not calling you what she called them. She ain't giving you positions she gave them. She's not giving you the same loyalty, the same anything that she gave them. She's not genuinely attracted to you the way she was attracted to all the other guys. But you'll do. She probably hit the wall. Oh, wait, let me look up. How old did she say she was? It don't matter, because if she didn't hit the physical wall, she hit the mental wall.
He was older, mature, had his life together, took care of me, and supported my university and career goals.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did it and felt okay with it at the time.
So honestly, that probably wasn't even her man. That was her sugar daddy. But you see how women play those word games.
The end of our relationship, I was realizing he was more controlling than I was happy with, and he wasn't treating me like an equal partner like I wanted.
Because you wasn't an equal partner. You was a sugar baby, bitch. You just here to suck dick for money, basically. But you see how she tried to make him seem to be the bad guy? Well, he did say some dick shit when the sugar daddy met the new boyfriend, so he probably is a dick. But just never trust when women down talk their past boyfriends. Because they're not going to give you the real.
Protective and helpful, to he's restrictive and authoritative. So I broke things off. He didn't take it well, but he never caused me any trouble. Breakup was clean, nothing crazy. When my boyfriend suggested calling him that, it just gave me a bad feeling. Made me think of my ex. How controlling he got of me. how he wouldn't treat me as an equal. And the idea of calling someone that is just very uncomfortable to me now, I didn't lie. I tried to explain that to him, but he kept insisting it was something about him. Saying apparently he's not old enough, attractive enough, successful enough, and I don't love him enough. And accused me of still loving my ex, and that if what I said is true I'd have told him when he asked. Which to me, if my boyfriend asks that, and I turned around and go, no, I don't want to call you daddy because it makes me think of my ex, sounds like a recipe for disaster. Just saying I was uncomfortable, I thought was the best answer because I am. He's now barely spoken to me since that argument. He's been locking the door to the bedroom at night, and has said he needs time to think, so I've just been sleeping on the couch and staying out of his way.
Don't go around the house moping like a little bitch and locking the door behind you and making little smart comments. That's whole shit. Just break up with her, dude, if you don't think you can handle this.
Hit the like button, you filthy animal. Do it for a rare breed.